Module 1. Celebrations. Unit 1A. Reading and Vocabulary. Exercise 2. Page 10.
Let's party. Are you looking for a fun way to have a good time? Then join us on our little trip around the world to discover some of the world's most unusual festivals. A. Splatfest. If you're in the tiny Spanish town of Buñol in Valencia, Spain, during the last week of August, make sure you take a spare change of clothes because things get very, very messy. La Tomatina is a huge food fight that has been a strong tradition in Buñol since around 1945. No one really knows how it began, but everybody knows how it ends. The week of the fight includes a firework party, music, dancing, colourful street parades, and even a huge paella cooking contest. Then, about 30,000 people throw around 100,000 kilograms of tomatoes at each other for 1 hour. B. Pirates of the Caribbean. Have you ever wanted to be a pirate? If so, for 10 days in November, Georgetown in the Cayman Islands transforms into a typical pirate town. The Pirates' Week festival begins with a mock kidnap, complete with tall ships and rowing boats. Visitors have the chance to wear fancy dress costumes and experience life as a pirate. There are also street parties, treasure hunts, and a huge firework display. C. March of the Scarecrows. Every year, on the 6th of October, the central market square of Brussels in Belgium becomes full of people made of straw. Yes, scarecrows! This festival, which raises money for local charities, has been extremely popular since it first started in 2001. Past winners of the Best Scarecrow Award have included a medieval knight scarecrow and even a Che Guevara one. If you think you can do better, why not enter the competition yourself? All you need are some old clothes and a bright idea. D. Maslenitsa, Farewell to Winter. If you want to watch parades, see fireworks, and open-air theatre performances, and eat until you burst, then the Maslenitsa Carnival, or Blini Week, in the heart of Moscow is the festival for you. This fun festival takes place around the end of February and celebrates the end of winter and the beginning of spring. For this reason, all the festival-goers eat blini, pancakes, which symbolise the sun, round, golden and warm. At the end of Carnival Week, there is a big bonfire to say a final goodbye to winter.